DW.
Here is my colleague Charlie Shield with some interesting facts about apps. Now, Charlie, I'm quite very interested to hear what you have for us.
Yes, Jane, I've compiled some facts that you probably still aren't aware of about the great apes. So there's 7 species in total, and this includes the chimpanzee, the bonobo, the Borneo orangutan, the Sumatra orangutan, the eastern gorilla, the western gorilla, and of course, us. The only great ape out of the 7 that isn't threatened by extinction. So we even share the same blood types as the other great apes. A, B, AB, and O.
Is this to suggest that we could actually get apes donating blood to human beings?
Exactly. Theoretically, we could, provided that they have the same blood type as us. However, it's unlikely because, after all, we're still a different species and our blood probably differs in too many details. But a major difference between humans and the rest of the great ape family is the apes' inability to speak.
Oh, yes.
This is because great apes have a higher larynx or voice box, which means there isn't enough space between the soft palate and the larynx for speech to be possible. The resonating cavity is simply too small. But although they can't speak, we know that they can still communicate in some ways. Some brain scans have shown that great apes have a preliminary kind of speech centre in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But although they can't speak, they can still communicate. And some brain scans of the great apes show that they have a kind of preliminary speech centre. Some apes have even been known to use more than 1,000 signs.
1,000 signs? That's quite awesome.
I know. They've been known to sign words like ball and beans to denote peas,
mm-hmm.
bottle and match to say lighter, and bark in combination with sky and dog to refer to a helicopter.
I like the fact that one of the words is peas. They actually like peas. I think the whole world needs peas.
I think maybe this peas is referring to the food that they like to eat.
So it's another
option. I'm sure they're behind world peace as well.
Probably, yeah.
Most great apes in captivity are also really interested in other animals and each other. And this is one reason that they love to watch television.
They love to watch television.
Exactly. Especially documentaries of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who doesn't like to see themselves?
On TV.
Exactly.
Of course, we do like and they do like too.
Right? But they don't like it when the zoo vet makes an appearance on television.
Yeah. Just like little children, when you see the doctor, you go screaming.
Exactly. They shake their fists and they shriek at the TV. Some great ape species, like the bonobo, are actually prone to getting the common cold, and they often have the sniffles.
Just like us human beings.
Exactly. And just like us human beings, bonobos have also been known to have a lot of sex.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Not just with each other, with themselves as well.
Okay.
Even though they don't reproduce more than other great apes. It's just a fun pastime for the mm-hmm. bonobo. We humans share about 98.8% of our genetic profile with the chimpanzee and the bonobo. This is because we all descended from a single ancestor species that lived around 6 or 7 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But chimpanzees and bonobos are of the pan species, and we humans, of course, are the only living representatives of the Homo species. Some feel this distinction is arbitrary, arguing that humans, chimps, and bonobos are so similar that they should all belong to one species. But you can probably imagine that others think that this is a bad idea. So, for now, the separation of the species remain in place. DW.